Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a couple of individuals with the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. We have Trisha Jungles. She is the Chief Nursing Officer, and we have Lisa Jackson, the JRMC Foundation Director. And Lisa and Trisha, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you guys for joining us. I am so ecstatic to have you guys on because something the JRMC, the community of Jamestown, have been working towards, is finally coming to fruition this June. We're very excited about this. The JRMC Cancer Center will be open, seeing its first patient. It's been just a journey to get to this point. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what the Cancer Center will provide and an open house and ribbon cutting that's coming up. So let's just throw it right out there. Trisha or Lisa, you want to tackle kind of the journey, I guess, in a nutshell to how we got to the point we are today?
Well, thank you so much for letting us talk about our most favorite topic and the most exciting news that JRMC has been able to deliver. I truly believe since we opened our new hospital, JRMC is bringing oncology services to our community, and it's something that we truly deserve as a community, making sure that we can take care of each other in our home. And this cancer center has been something that the community has been extremely vocal about in requesting and talking about cancer care close to home. We all know somebody. It's affected us personally, and it's made a impact in our community. And bringing cancer care to our community is the best thing we can do for each other. It's truly difficult. And I like to say sometimes feels impossible to be your best self and best life when you're away from your family and your friends and your support and the comforts of home. And JRMC is home. And we support and care about our community, and being able to deliver that care here is vital to our communities. Yeah. We have been extremely fortunate to be able to partner with Roger Maris Cancer Center in excellence. So JRMC understands that the care of cancer and chemotherapy it's hard, and it requires excellence to make a positive impact in outcomes for patients and their families. And Roger Maris Cancer Center delivers a set of sound protocols and procedures and oncologists that can direct that care safely in our community. So it is with excitement to be able to deliver the best and to partner with the best as we impact patients and families' lives in cancer care.
Absolutely. And Trisha, you pointed out support is vital when it comes to oncology care and cancer care. And you know, while we have the support from community and from our family members, now the JRMC joins that support, makes it so individuals won't have to travel for these infusions because they can do it right here in Jamestown now. And that's a big key when it comes to cancer and everything is these infusions. And now the JRMC Cancer Center can handle that, right?
Yes. And our cancer center is absolutely phenomenal. It's state of the art. We'll be offering services Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We have hired and onboarded an amazing team of nurses, pharmacy, and registration, insurance verification individuals. And they are currently out getting orientation at Roger Maris Cancer Center. Awesome. And we're going to be ready on June 17th to see those first patients.
Yeah.
The cancer center itself, it has 6 infusion rooms. They are truly phenomenal, state of the art. The space is air and bright light and comfortable. Our oncology chairs have heat and massage.
Nice.
And they're able to assist an individual in standing. Our chairs for our family and support are absolutely comfortable. They're not the type of chair that you just pull off the wall and sit down. They're there for comfort.
Awesome.
We really focused on the entire experience for the patient, and that includes the family.
Awesome.
Our TVs are smart TVs, so families and patients will be able to come into the space and connect their phones or iPads with our TVs and enjoy pictures or a movie. They can listen to music. The nutrition bar is amazing, where nutritious snacks will be available and beverages.
Yeah.
And an amazing, I'm using that word a lot. I used to use the word awesome a lot, but I've shifted to amazing. Volunteers.
Yeah.
To be able to expedite that love in our center.
Yeah, and you bring up volunteers real quick. I'll remind everybody, Lisa Jackson and Trisha Jungles joining us on Let's Talk. Lisa, I'm sure you can allude to the fact of what it's taken to get to this point. It's really relied heavily on community, and that makes this center just that much more important for Jamestown and the surrounding area.
Yes, this cancer center is a beautiful gift that the people in our community are giving to anybody that receives a cancer diagnosis. That's hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago, Farmers Union stepped up and made our first major gift to the Cancer Center. And that was really special because it launched this project and we knew it would be difficult. It would be a journey starting the, you know, starting this type of, right. of care because it is high level. And that's why we need and want so many partnerships to offer it to the community. But just a special side note, yesterday we hung the survivorship bell.
Wow.
And the family that supports that and made a gift and brought the bell to be hung as hope and healing for those that come into the space was really special. And
powerful.
So we're ready to gift that over to the people that need that. You know, it's interesting how our region has really supported JRMC from the beginning, Jamestown Hospital, and we've gone through this journey with them as we learn and grow. And as a nonprofit, like any other nonprofit, it relies on community support. So a healthy hospital, it translates into a healthy community. So we're very grateful.
Absolutely.
And we want everybody to see it. We want to show off basically their suggestions, what they paid for.
Yeah, yeah.
And so on Thursday on June 13th at 12 noon, we will have a short program, some special announcements, and you'll get to hear from our admin team. You'll get to meet the Cancer Center team as well as tour the space, have awesome. Lunch with us.
Yeah.
And then we'll have Hope Rock painting so people can choose to take a Hope Rock with them or leave it in the space for some of our first patients. And that will go till about 1:32 p.m. And it'll just be after the presentation, it'll be open for people to come in. Yeah. Come and see it, check it out, ask questions
yes.
about the service line, and see all of the beautiful names on the wall, too, as far as supporters. People have made gifts so that anybody that walks into this space knows that we support them
yeah.
and their journey. So yeah.
That's what it's all about is local support, community support, and having this new cancer center in Jamestown now just adds to that because, I mean, I see it all the time when it comes to the regional medical center. Miles matter. That's always what it comes down to. And now being able to reduce that, keeping the care close to home, keeping it right here, seeing, I believe it was around possibly 100 patients in a month. I'm still beside myself that we have that in here in Jamestown, and it's been a goal for years now. And so this is coming up. We want people to come check out the ribbon cutting, check out the new center, ask questions about the services that it's going to provide. Trisha or Lisa, anything else about the Cancer Center that maybe you want to throw out there as well?
People can go on to our website, jrmcnd.com, and see information not only about the Cancer Center or all of our events, but all of our service lines are available there as well. And of course, we have information out on our Facebook page, LinkedIn, you know, Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
All connected.
We've got all the media.
Awesome.
So reach out in whichever way works best for you, and if you see something that's missing, let us know.
Trisha, anything?
Just a heartfelt thank you from JRMC and its teams. We look forward to taking care of you, and thank you for the privilege.
Yeah, absolutely. Trisha and Lisa, thank you guys for joining us, and We hope to see people there at that ribbon cutting coming up.
Thanks, Warren.